please.
Our first public hearing this evening is case number 12290. Michael E. Ballard seeks variances from the front yard setback, side yard setback and maximum fence height requirement for existing structures, sections 115.25, 115.182 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a through lot located on the north side of Fenwick Circle and on the south side of Zion Church Road, approximately 510 feet east of New Road. The 911 address is 37576 Fenwick Circle, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 12, Parcel 218.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 28.8-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback for an existing shed. The applicant has requested a 28.8-foot variance from the required fence height, but staff believe that it is more appropriate to require a 3.5-foot variance from the required 3.5-foot fence height for a fence in the front yard. Staff would note we received 2 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Michael A. Ballard. 37576 Fenwick Circle, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you this evening?
Very well, thank you.
I can hear myself a lot better than I can hear yourself.
They've experimented since they built this place. They've experimented with our sound system, so eventually it'll be right. Explain to us your request and address the standards, if you will, please.
Well, when we bought this property, our neighbor has what they call a through lot, which he can drive in and out of the main road.
Well, you too have a through lot.
We do not have a usable through lot, so they tell us. Well, we cannot make it so we can drive from the main road.
But the county considers it a through lot simply because you have 2 front yard setbacks.
It's Greek to me.
Okay.
Our builder was supposed to have filed a permit for our fence and our shed because while he was building the house, we were getting ready to put in a pool. And lo and behold, one of your inspectors shows up at the door and says, you're in violation. And that's pretty much what we've done now, is just applied for a variance.
And who was your builder?
Treasure Home Builders, Todd Williams.
Okay. Do you have his, did you ask him to come this evening?
I did not. The reason I didn't ask him to come this evening is we did not have the best relationship. He told us 4 to 5 months to build the house. It took him a little over a year.
I see.
We had some problems with him.
Okay. And did he get the permit?
For the fence? No. I find out he did not. I thought he did. My mistake, he did not.
Let me rephrase the question. Did you rely on him to get the permit?
I relied on him to get the permit for the shed and the fence. He did not.
Okay.
I have a question. Did he put the fence and the shed in place?
No, ma'am.
Where did you get those?
It was a separate contractor.
So they should have got the permit. And who was that?
Probably.
Well.
Who was that?
Did he get the permit for the fence when he was building the house, or did?
I find out he did not.
No. Was he supposed to?
I thought he was. Okay. I hate to play dumb.
Right.
But I thought he was supposed to.
I guess the question is, did you convey to was it the assumption of the fence contractor that the permit had been gotten?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Because it was.
Was it in your contract for the contractor of the house?
My contract.
The fence up and the shed?
Unfortunately, my contract of the house was a lot of TBA. To be determined, or TB, whatever the initials is, but a lot of everything in the house was to be determined on the property. And unfortunately, I relied on him as a professional. He built a house 3 doors up from us, and I hired him because of that, because he'd done a nice job, which I could see on that house. he did not follow through with what he was supposed to follow through with. I'm not putting the blame on him. It's my fault. I should have checked. I did not.
Who put your fence up and the shed?
It was a side, I'm going to call him a side contractor. I don't remember his name. It was David.
Where'd you get the shed from?
Right up the road here, Georgetown.
Do you have a name? Do you have a name for that?
It's right up, just maybe 5 miles up the road on the left. Georgetown Sheds, I'm going to call it. But they were the Amish sheds, Amish-built sheds. But there was never any discussion of permits. There was never any discussion of placement other than I placed everything back because my neighbor enters the enters Route 20 from the back. I call it the back. I know there's two front yards. The back of his property. He doesn't enter from the same driveway in the front of my house. So I got with him and I made sure they had plenty of visibility up and down the road. And that's how we placed it. But my assumption was that permits were gathered for the projects. And the inspectors, the fence was up before our home inspectors from the county ever left the property. So I assumed everything was good. And it was, and I'm at fault for it, but I assumed everything was good. I should not have.
Okay. But can you address the standards for us?
I'm sorry, sir.
Could you address the standards for granting a variance for us?
Well, if you're discussing the standards of why I would like a variance.
No, there's five standards. You filled out the sheet. And that's you need to convince us you meet all five standards.
Okay. We do not have two entrances to our property. We only have one entrance, which is our main driveway on Fenwick Circle. I was told, and the reason I really wanted to put an entrance out there because I have a motor coach and I have a large garage built onto my home. I was going to pull in from Route 20 into my driveway from the back of my house into my garage. I was told I cannot do that on this property. So I said, okay, we'll have to do it from the front. So I put a larger driveway in to be able to do that. The speed limit and the traffic on Route 20, and I know that I purchased the property and I built the house there. But the speed limit and the traffic is atrocious, especially during these time of year. We have a 50 mile an hour speed limit in the back of the house. And that's only 30 foot from where our grandkids play and where our dogs run the yards. There is nothing at all that I could think of that you could do with this property that would make any difference with our fence and our shed that we installed there. We're actually well off our property line with our shed and our fence. We're almost 12 foot off our property line in the rear. Again, I assume the contractor got a permit. I should not have assumed that. I should have checked it, but I did not. I thought he was professional, and I relied on his professional ability to get all the permits for the property. I don't feel that there's any problem with any of the neighbors, and I've supplied, I have another one here, I've supplied letters from all of our neighbors saying that they see no problem with the shed or the fence or the property. I'd like to submit this last letter that we never had a chance to send in via fax.
Thank you.
also feel that the fence and the shed and the line of sight and the property conforms with all the other properties in the neighborhood. To be very honest with you, we had one gentleman last year at our community meeting. They complained about a woman's fence that was in the drainage field all the way back in our property. This is what made this all come about. We've been in there for 3.5, going on 4 years, paying taxes on the fence, paying taxes on the pool, paying taxes on the shed and the property. The one neighbor complained because of his neighbor blocking a drainage area. And your inspector come out and he went through the neighborhood. So he cited myself and three other properties for fences. We didn't have the slightest idea. None of us realized that we were any violation or any code violation at that point in time. We were all flabbergasted. Three of them has come down already. I'm the fourth, and the fifth will be in, I think, next month. But we're all in line with each other's fences. And some of the fences has been there for 15, 20 years. And if you go down Route 20, it's used as a sound barrier, and it's also used as a light barrier for the lights at night, and a safety for our grandkids, our kids, our dogs, and so forth. forgive me, sinuses are just terrible this time of year.
Interesting.
And last but not least, it'd be a tremendous burden to move that fence that I put up. And I have even more of a burden than other fence owners in the area. I took, after it blew down twice, I took and poured concrete from top to bottom down the post because they didn't install the wood post and then put the vinyl over it. They just put the vinyl post down and put the concrete down the ground. Well, it took me 3 or 4 days, but we poured 3.5 bags of concrete down every 4x4 post. So I could probably stop a tractor trailer with my fence coming through it. But it would be, I'd have to get a crane to pull this fence out and remove it or move it back.
So somebody put your fence up and it blew down and you put it back up?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I put it back up.
Okay.
Yes, I was upset with that contractor too. They were supposed to put posts in, but I still work for a living. I'm semi-retired, even though I'm really old. I'm semi-retired, and I still, you know, you just can't be there to watch everything. And I did not watch them install the fence. And if I would have watched them, I would have made sure they put the poles in, the 4x4s, and then put the vinyl over it. But they did not. They just put that bag of quick set down the ground, and it blew down twice. I said, I got to fix it permanently. I've replaced 3 or 4 of the posts and replaced a lot of the pickets that's in between, and then I filled it with concrete.
Okay.
Okay. Other questions from members of the board?
Question out of this time.
Well, if you got a permit for the pool, and it says 150 feet of aluminum fence.
I don't have the slightest. And what reason I say that, I don't know if it had any kind of fence. But the pool permit was pulled by Pools and Spas Unlimited.
I see that, and that says the in-ground pool, concrete decking, and 150 feet of aluminum fence. So you're saying that was never put up?
That was never put up. It was never discussed. I never discussed it with my pool people. The fence was up. The house was, we had our occupancy permit either October or November, and the fence was up by the time we got our occupancy permit. And the house was started a year before that, construction on it.
So you got a fence completely around your pool? You got a fence completely around your pool so nobody can get into it?
No, sir. I got a fence completely around the backyard of the property.
Okay, is that where the aluminum fence come in at then?
There's no aluminum fence.
There's nothing to stop somebody walking right into your pool?
No, sir.
No, there's, yes. You see on the drawing, it goes from one side of the house around to the other side of the house.
But he says there's nothing to stop them from walking through?
Yeah, the fence does.
No, you go from the house right into the pool patio.
Yeah, okay, but there's no fence. Somebody walk right beside your house, walk right down to the pool.
If I let you, you can. If you come through my house or come through one of my two gates, you can walk into the pool. But there's nothing, there's no fence around the pool. This, the only fence is the vinyl fence around the property.
Yes. What I'm saying, if you walk beside your house, walking back to your pool, there's no fence there at all.
Yes, sir, there is.
Show me.
The fence goes from the side of the house, there's a gate here, and the gate is protected with a 52 or 58 inch lock.
Okay.
For the code is, I don't know how many inches, but it's protected for a lock for the kids. Fence goes around the property. This is Route 20 here and comes down and there's another gate here. But there's no fence around the pool itself.
No, but I was asking you, your fence is your protection for your pool. The fence you've got outside.
Yes, sir. That's the protection for the pool. Yes, sir.
That's what I was asking.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you didn't get a permit for the fence itself, then you've not been paying taxes on it.
Yes, ma'am, I have.
How? How would the county know you?
Last year I called. I think I had a $78 increase in taxes. And I called and I said, why is my property taxes $78 more? And the girl at the property tax department said, because of your fence and your pool.
Well, now, they were going on the 150 foot of aluminum fence.
That's a good possibility.
Okay.
That's a good possibility. That's the first time I've heard that. So I did not know that they put in a permit for any kind of fencing at all. They never communicated that to me.
Well, you should always get a copy of the building permit, any work that you have done, because in the end, you're held liable for any variances, ordinances, or anything.
I am completely aware of that now. Completely, explicitly aware of that now.
Can the shed be moved away? Can the shed be moved away?
The shed could be moved. The fence, I'd have to completely destruct it.
Well, okay. I don't have an issue with that.
But if you move the shed, you're leaving out a part of the, I mean, that's built in as part of the fence.
Oh, I see. Okay. I don't have any other questions at this time.
Anyone else?
Nope.
Mr. Sharp?
How far is the edge of paving of Zion Church Road to your rear property line, or that property line, I should say, the front property
line? If I'm not mistaken, it's about 12 to 15 foot. And I'm only guessing at that.
So it's your estimate then that there's anywhere from 23 to 26 feet from the shed to the road?
To the drivable part of the road, at least. If I'm not mistaken, it's 30 foot.
From your fence to the shoulder of the road?
No, from my fence to the drivable part of the road, not
okay.
The shoulder.
How about the shoulder of the road, the pavement?
Yes, ma'am. The yellow line, or the white line on the side of the road.
No, it's a paved shoulder there.
If I'm not mistaken, it's 12 to 15 foot.
To the property
line? And I'm guessing
line?
At that.
To the property line or to your fence?
To my fence. My property line, I thought, was the shoulder of the road.
Well,
there is a gully there.
Yeah, in some cases that is the case, but it's not always the case. That's what we just want to make sure that, you know, if it's showing here on your survey that you're 11.2 feet, the shed is from the property line.
To the gully or to the road?
To your property line as shown on the survey.
Okay.
So what I was questioning was how far is the shed to the edge of the...
His shed is in line with the fence. Exactly in line with the fence.
I understand that. How far is the shed to the edge of paving of the road?
It has to be at least 15 foot.
Okay. All right. So more than... There is a bit of a gap there between the edge of paving and your property line is what it sounds like.
You have...
What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
You have the gully there. The
ditch.
Ditch. Which I love in Delaware. Love the ditches.
Excuse me.
Is there a well and septic on your property?
There isn't. I have city and sewer.
Okay. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there anyone here that's in favor of this application? There's one in the back. I believe he'd like to speak. You're welcome to have a seat.
You can have a seat, please.
Thank you.
Come forward.
To me?
Yes, sir. You can have a seat, and this gentleman would like to speak, and you can be sworn in.
Good morning.
You can be sworn in.
Oh, okay. All
right. Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Paul Rigger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown, VE.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. With the pool scenario, with the pool permit versus the fence permit, there seems to be a disconnect between when the person's going in, a question about the pool versus who's doing the enclosure. The only reason I know this is I just put in a pool in my backyard and inquiring about a deck coming off the back where I have a standing deck on the house and then putting a second level deck going up to the pool to get to the 4 foot height to the pool and to keep it all enclosed. But it's when you're speaking about the 4 foot safety around the pool for the code to have it for the safety for the neighbors coming in for the kids, which I find relevant. I've done two in-ground pools in the past and always had strict contingents on what I had to do, but gate latches, height, and everything in the barrack. But with the pool fence coming in for the permit, if the pool and the fence were pulled, I don't know if it is or isn't because I didn't even look to see if the permit was online or what it was through the county system. But I would assume that they just did the pool and just signed off on the fence because it sounds to me like the pool was in, came out, CO'd the pool, and just assumed that the fence was a passable offense. I mean, I pulled permits before for my property, have gotten a permit, didn't call for the final, and here I had the final come in for one thing, and the other thing wasn't even touched. So it comes down to where with the permits, you may want to inquire about the pool safety, because if you put a deck on a pool on the side, the interesting fact that I found out, and during the questioning, you build a 4 foot high, or where you need the clearance for the 4 feet for the height of the pool. You go for the pool permit, then you go for the deck permit, then they all clash. And I asked a simple question with coming off for height, is you need the height for the steps up from where you're at to top of the gate to be 4 feet. You have one person inspecting the deck, one person inspecting the pool. Most people wouldn't even be legit or meeting code if they just automatically put the railings coming down, put a little 3 foot little gate. You're not meeting the 4 foot height requirement. So when it comes to pools for the county, you're open-ended with no real follow-up or bringing it up to code where it's legally, if it's not enforceable or non-inspected, it's one thing doesn't know what the other person is doing when we're doing the permits. Thank you.
Okay. Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I have a question for Jamie. Do they need a fence around the pool itself?
There's a requirement in the code to actually...
But I know that, but I mean inside that fence?
No, if that fence is inclusive around, it meets the requirements.
Okay, just wanted to check that. I am familiar with the area, and I feel that the variance is warranted for their fence and their shed is part of their fence. So I feel that they meet all the requirements for granting a variance. And I feel if they did not have that fence, it would affect the protection of their property.
I second that. Excuse me. I second that.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye for the reasons that have been stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for the reasons.
And aye too for the reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.